Being chosen means you belong to God's special group. Not everyone can claim that place. Many might say they are chosen, and others might even pretend, but it doesn't make it true. There are people who will go to great lengths to convince others that they are on God's side, but their actions reveal otherwise. When you are genuinely chosen, it's something you feel deep within. You know you're connected to something greater. It's not just a title or a claim, it's an undeniable feeling that you carry within your spirit. Only those who truly experience this can understand what it means to be divine. From a young age, you've probably noticed strange things happening around you. Instances of perfect timing, or moments when everything just seemed to line up for you in a way that others found odd. Maybe you wondered, why do these things happen to me? Like all the traffic lights turning green just when you needed them to. These aren't coincidences, they happen because you're connected to something higher. Not everyone experiences life this way, and it's a special gift. As one of God's chosen, you hold a unique place in the world. Your life may feel like a roller coaster at times, full of highs and lows that many people can't relate to. But no matter what, you always find a way to make it through. When you look back, you see all the obstacles you've overcome, and you know your path has been anything but ordinary. That's what sets you apart. While many people follow a typical life, yours has always been different, guided by something deeper. You're not just living for yourself, you're here for a higher purpose, and that changes everything. God's hand is always at work in your life, leading you forward. He is the one holding you up, even when things don't go as planned. There will be times when, no matter how hard you try, it feels like nothing is working out, and you might feel discouraged. You push yourself, give all you can, and still feel like the challenges are never ending. But understand this, it's not about your plan, it's about His. God has a greater vision for your life, and sometimes that means trusting His timing, even when it doesn't make sense. It's part of being chosen, letting go of your control and trusting that He's guiding you exactly where you need to be. You might be feeling down lately, wondering how you'll get through the tough times you're facing. But remember, what feels like a storm isn't just chaos, it's part of God's plan for you. He is leading you to where you need to be. You just need to trust that plan. If you're chosen, truly chosen by God, things aren't going to go according to your plans, they'll follow His, which ultimately works out for your good. It's like being that lucky kid in school who always ends up getting what they need without much effort. That's you when it comes to God. God knows your thoughts, He sees every challenge in your life, and He's aware of what your enemies are trying to do. He sees everything, and one thing He won't do is let harm come to you. If you're really one of His chosen, then no one can touch you. No one can plot against you successfully. God protects His own, and I've seen situations where those who tried to harm one of His chosen met unfortunate ends. It's no joke, messing with God's chosen comes with consequences. That's why some people may resent you without even understanding why. You stand out, and that can bring negative reactions, but it's only because you are favored and chosen. You are not like everyone else, and they won't be able to understand you fully. But God sees it all, and He's watching them, saying, "If you dare try anything, remember who I am." People around you can sense that God is with you. They know you put God first in everything you do. They can feel His presence in your energy, in your spirit. If anyone tries to go against you or steps out of line, it's over for them. God won't let you fall back or lose your way. Even if you're facing tough times now, trust that your journey is different. Others might have to struggle hard to dig themselves out of problems, but you don't have to do all that. You can relax, smile, and enjoy the moment, knowing that you're protected. You have always had a special favor on your life, ever since you were young, and you still do. Stop being afraid. There's nothing to fear. God is always making sure your enemies are taken care of. If you find yourself alone sometimes and wonder why, it's because God loves you so much. He wants to keep you safe, away from anything that could mess with His plan for you. Being close to God is like being in a relationship. Just like you wouldn't want your partner with anyone else, God wants you all to Himself. He's always watching over you, like a caring partner asking, "What are you up to? Are you okay?" That's His way, keeping you close and guiding you. Sometimes it might feel strange, like something is keeping you apart from others, but that's just God making sure you're where you need to be, safe under his care. Sometimes it feels like you're being kept away from others, almost as if you've got something wrong with you. But really, it's just God being possessive. He doesn't share his chosen ones easily. I've said it before, God isn't what people often imagine. He's not sitting on a throne ready to strike people down with lightning. That's just the version some religions have painted of him. In reality, God has a sense of humor. He likes to do things to make you laugh. He places angels around you all the time, whether you notice or not. God moves in ways that might seem surprising, even playful, much like a person. But it's all spiritual. When certain things happen, you just know it's him. Sometimes God lets you feel sad or lets you cry, not to hurt you, but to connect with you. He likes to see all your emotions because it makes you rely on him more. But one thing is for sure, he doesn't like to see you upset for long. He wants you to know that he's always by your side, that he's always got your back. He wants you to be happy, so there's no need to stay stressed or depressed. Don't forget that you serve the Most High God. He's always there, ready to help. He makes sure you have what you need. It's like he's telling you to relax, put your feet up, and enjoy life. Even the birds come to sing around you. That's how he cares for you. Knowing these angels are with you every day should bring comfort. When you see a feather on the ground, that's a sign. They're around, clearing the path for you, making sure everything is okay before you even get there. It's like when you head to your car, the angels already know what's happening. They make sure there's no danger, that everyone keeps their dog on a leash, and that you're safe. You might wonder why some days feel especially good, and it's because God is always looking out for you. No matter what happens or what people say, you are under the protection of the Most High. Even when things look tough, don't let those negative thoughts get to you. Trust that God has you covered. He doesn't think or work like people do. He's beyond that. God is supernatural, present everywhere, knowing and controlling everything at once. There's nothing you need to do but trust in him. Everything, from the smallest detail in your life to the greatest events happening around you, is under God's watchful eye. He has it all covered, and his message to you is clear. Trust in me, I've got you. Take a moment to say it out loud. I trust you, God. Whatever you're dealing with, trust that God will turn it around for the better. Let's take a moment of gratitude right now. God, we thank you for always watching over us. Thank you for your love and protection, for keeping each of us safe under your wings. Whatever challenges someone may be facing today, we trust that you have the power to guide them through it. God, you have promised that when we call on you, you will always meet our needs. You've said that even in our toughest moments, when everyone else may leave, you will still be there. Though I may not know exactly what this person is facing, you do, and I ask that you provide a way forward for them. I pray that you hear this request, in Jesus' name. To all of you listening, thank you sincerely for being here. Remember, you are blessed. No matter what comes your way, stay strong, stay faithful, and trust in God's love for you. I'll see you in the next message. Until then, take care and be at peace.